BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Afternoon. What are they after?
The one.
After.
Newsbeat.
BBC Radio.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
With Scott Mills.
It's a man, actually, Derek.
But.
You thought that was big?
Huge.
Get this.
3, 2.
Radio 1.
Go!
On today's Scott Mills Daily, Chris Stark is injured by a falling barbecue in Spain, but he's okay. Where Do You Think They Were has a horsey theme, as I'm joined by Charlie from Ricky Melvin and Charlie fame for another tale of conception. When parents visit you at work, and we send Jack Saunders off to Glastonbury with a Sean Paul banger. So yeah, Chris is on holiday in Mallorca. I don't know if you remember, if you've been listening to this show for a while, but a couple of years ago, he went to Spain and there were huge wildfires engulfing the resort. This time, he has been there, well, he's been there a day. And then I get a message on WhatsApp going, not going well here. And I'm like, what do you mean? Barbecue fell on my head. And there's a accompanying picture with him in a comedy bandage off of cartoons on his head. I mean, how does that even happen? Was he underneath it? How does a barbecue fall on you? Just like, yeah, just cooking my burgers. Oh, it's on my head. I mean, he's all fine. He's messaging me now and he's seeing the funny side of it. But literally, this is a lesson for him. If you follow him on social media, you'll know he's literally barbecuing every day now. Like, he needs to move away from the barbecue. It's every day. Yesterday, it was Freddie Flintoff and Chris Stark giving each other a proper soaking on the latest edition of Innuendo Bingo. The comments on the short Instagram video that's put up include things like, wow, wish I was Chris Stark in this right now. From lots of ladies and some boys. We had racing news with Matt Williams.
And jockey Paddy Brennan has clocked up his 1,000th jumps win in Britain and Ireland. He was riding Colin's sister.
My dad's called Colin.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My dad's called Colin. What a ledge. And then we went over to the MMA at the Octagon.
We are ready to rock and roll. Second round of action. Amos is in a bit of pain here.
Ready?
He's okay to go on. He says the referee, Don Fain, let's not waste any time.
You watch one, I'll watch the other, Michael.
I'll watch Manus. Don Dace has caught time. Manus taking it from.
Oh no. I don't think we've killed him.
Well, then we've got a joker.
He's a Ben.
Wow. I mean, there is no way any water is staying in your mouth with the Manus clips.
Don Dace has caught time. Manus taking a thumb.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I look forward to Where Do You Think They Were every single Thursday. I really do. I mean, it's the kind of thing that is a bit of a tough ask in terms of you taking part in it. But if you do feel that you want to step up and take one for the Scott Mills Show team, then email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I'll need to speak to you and I will need to speak to one of your parents. And it's just an open, frank conversation about something that is the most natural thing in the world, where they made you. Like this dad who came on a couple of months back and told us about making a baby in a bush.
Well, as we were gathering a little bit of momentum and getting things done,
yeah,
we heard a house door opened, and I believe it was a house right next to where we were, and then we heard a gate opened, and then whoever it was obviously got into their car. We had the car door open and closed, so for happy days, here we go again, get back to the job at hand. But next thing, the car starts, and it sort of put us both on display when the car started as the headlights shone right into the bush. Right.
Oh, yeah, just four eyes staring out of the bush and the headlights.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so if you do want to be involved in this, email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I really would like you to be on Where Do You Think They Were. No Chris today, he's busy having a barbecue fall on his head in Mallorca. So, Charlie Hedges from Ricky Melvin and Charlie will join me for Where Do You Think They Are, were even, in 15 minutes.
Scott Mills.
Charlie Hedges, hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Good to have you in the daytime.
Do you know what? It's so exciting that when your producers are like, oh, do you want to come and do this feature? I'm like, yes, this is one of my favourites. So I'm so excited to be back. Thanks for having me.
I know. I got your WhatsApp yesterday. All sorts of excitement going on.
Literally buzzing.
I know.
Love this show.
Today we're doing Where Do You Think They Were? Another beautiful tale of a listener's conception. Hello, Owen.
Hello.
I understand that happy birthday congratulations are in order for this week.
Yes, they are.
Happy birthday.
How old were you?
I was 21.
Oh, yes. Big one. Did you have a party?
Yeah, I did indeed, yes.
Where was that then?
It was at home. I had quite a few friends over, and to be totally honest, I can't remember anything about it.
Was your mum and dad at the party?
Very briefly. Sure, my mate had done a quick speech saying we have to thank Brian and Wendy for this party, because otherwise Owen wouldn't be here.
So. I was just going to say, thank you for making it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're about to find out exactly how it happened.
Apparently so.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Wendy. Okay, so who is telling us the tale today? Who's spilling the beans?
Brian, my dad.
Brian.
What a ledge.
Okay. So Brian was briefly at the party at the weekend. I appreciate people that invite their parents to their 21st because a lot of people would absolutely ban them.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, I didn't exactly invite him. A mate sort of dragged him out into the garden. And
do you still live at home?
Yes, I do, yes.
So you haven't got a say then, really, have
no,
you?
No, it is his house.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
How dare he? How dare Brian?
Right, so you didn't actually invite him, he was just there.
Yeah.
What are you doing here, Dad? Oh, sorry, you live here.
I live here. Right, let's speak to Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
How was the party?
It was quite noisy.
You don't sound that happy, Brian.
No, I'm fine. No. Yeah. I'm just reliving here as we're talking. That's the trouble.
Lots of young people being young.
Yeah.
Weren't they?
Well, there's young people and then there's young farmers, isn't there? That's the difference.
I know that only too well. They like to party.
They do like to party, indeed.
Do you know why, though? And we have a lot of young farmers listening to this show. It's because they work so damn hard that when they play, they play.
They should as
well.
They
do.
So, what perfect way to celebrate Owen's 21st, this momentous birthday, by hearing exactly where your parents made sweet love, Owen.
I'm Scott, why'd you have to put it like that?
And we're going to speak to Brian and get all the details next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you know what you've let yourself in for here, Owen?
Yeah, I am aware.
Thing is, though, Scott, I've got to say, who's it worse for, do you think? Owen or Brian? Because I feel like it's pretty equal.
No, here's the thing. In recent weeks,
yeah,
we've had parents on absolutely loving telling the story.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's turned a corner now. They used to be like, the parents used to be really like, oh, I can't really say. And now they're like, yeah, we did it in the cinema. row 45. 46 and 47.
Large popcorn.
Yeah, that. They really are enjoying it. Brian, are you going to enjoy telling this story or are you cringing a little bit inside?
No, I'm not too bad. I'm quite happy to tell a story.
See, I told you, Owen. Now, I will be checking back in on you from time to time, Owen, as the story develops, OK?
Yep, OK.
OK, Charlie, would you like some sexy music?
Oh, the sexier the better.
I've got it right here.
Oh, dear.
All right, so this is really setting the tone. And, Brian, take it where back to where it began?
Well, back in the late 90s, 97, and we had Owen's sister, who was rather switched on, so we used to, you know, it was a job to get any sort of good quality time from time to time, so me and Owen's mother, Wendy, used to go to a lot of horse shows, and we still do go to horse shows, but there you go.
okay.
And we had a different sort of passion wagon than most people. We had a...
Oh, no, hang on. Right, wait. Owen?
Yes?
There's a possibility they did it in a horse box.
I'm starting to worry about that, yeah.
With horses watching.
Did you...
There might have been a few different types of nays that night.
Oh, God.
Yes, I love you, Owen. Scott's face. I wish you could see his face right now.
Me and Chris have talked about this before. It's not okay to do it in front of animals.
Unless it's a horse, according to Brian.
No, they're judging you. I know that, and I know people do this. They're like, oh, let's get it on in front of the dog. But... The dog knows exactly what you're doing. Anyway, Brian, so set the scene. Are we at the horse show?
Yes, we're at the horse show. Yes, we're at the horse show. We're well, Wendy's finished competing, and
what?
She she used to look rather good. Really,
hang on,
Who's Wendy? Is Wendy a horse?
No, Wendy's Owen's mother.
It's his wife.
Oh, dear, oh dear.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah. But Wendy was on the back of a horse.
That Wendy used to ride horses back in them days.
Okay, I'm with you now. Got it.
Yeah. So, and she used to look quite good in her skin tight jobbers and her boots and what have you.
Did she used to carry a crop?
Riding crop.
Yes, she did. Yeah, she would have carried a crop.
Go on, Wendy.
Oh.
So.
Owen, are you okay?
I'm not sure at the moment. No. I'm starting to get a bit nervous about this.
Brian, if you could really talk us through Wendy's outfit.
I think I've probably said enough, haven't I?
No. I can't quite imagine them in my head, so if you could just give me a little bit more detail.
Well, there would have been, obviously, the jobbers, which, they're quite fitting, aren't they? So that would be that. And then there would be the leather boots. And
which are knee-high, normally.
They are normally knee-high.
What about the helmet? How big was the hat?
The hat would have, it would have fitted her head and a fitted jacket, and that was that. So she used to look quite fit, and I used to find it quite a turn on, I suppose.
Owen, I'm so sorry about this. Owen, are you okay, hon?
I don't know. I think, no.
Owen, I feel for you. I really do. I love it. I love everything.
Quite a turn on. That's what your dad said there.
It's out of interest, Owen. Have you ever seen your mum in jobbers?
Oh. I have, but I think if my mum ever goes riding again, I won't be able to look at her the same way.
Just erase it, or just never go again.
No, never.
Yeah.
Okay, Owen and Brian, I'm enjoying this. Wait there, we'll come back to where do you think they were next, okay?
Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Where do you think they were? I'm speaking to Owen, hello.
Hello.
And Brian, his dad, hi.
Hi.
Okay, Brian, so Wendy's in the job, but she's got the riding crop and the helmet.
Well, no, she's finished competing and we're back in the lorry, so, I thought, why waste the moment? So there you go.
And it was as quick as that?
Well, that doesn't normally take me too long, sorry.
Owen. Owen.
Oh, God.
21 years later, kapow.
So, let me get this right, Brian. You and Wendy are in a lorry.
Yes, we are, yes.
The romance of it.
Was
it
the romance, yes. It was a light blue Iveco horse box with a... it was a lorry, yeah. It carried horses in the back and we had a little bit of living in the front and a double bed above the cab and then... That was where Owen was made.
Oh, you got a bed in there.
Yes, it would be a bed above the cab.
That's
yes.
Not bad. Glamping, I'd call that.
Yeah, it is.
Glamping.
Just to check, the deed was in the van, not in the horse box itself.
It was in the living part of the van. Yes, it was. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that makes me feel a bit better. Are you, Owen?
Yeah. At least it wasn't like in the back with the horses.
Yeah. I mean, it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
How are you feeling now?
You know, my stomach's turning a little bit.
That's quite normal for this feature, it's fine.
I'd say you'll go to a horse show and celebrate.
When is your next horse show, Brian?
I think we've got a little carriage driving event we go to in a couple of weeks. We'll be about 12th of July, we'll be going to another event.
Oh, then, you going to go?
I think there's a reason why I haven't been attending these events over the years, and this might be why.
Right.
Well, you might have another little brother and sister on the way.
Did you ever think, Owen, that it might be horse-related?
What's my question? Oh, gosh.
Be honest, Owen.
Yes, it could have been.
You've got a horsey family, haven't you?
Yeah, I do,
It was the hay for dinner every day that gave it away.
You knew that it would be an equestrian affair. Do you know what, though? Owen, You've made it through. Yeah. You've heard the story. I think I'm done. Are you done, Charlie?
Literally, there is nothing else to say. I think, Owen, you absolutely smashed it. You took it on the chin.
Yeah.
Everyone at work's going to laugh at me now, aren't they?
No, they're going to be doing what we're doing now and thinking that you're an absolute legend for stepping up. And where do you think they were?
100%.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I mean, you might get a bit of stick, but it'll pass.
It will pass.
Yeah.
Just take a crop out.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know it's a lot to process, Owen, so I'm going to let you go. And if you ever need to call me back and chat... That's absolutely fine. That's what I'm here for.
I don't think he will somehow. No.
And Brian, thank you for being, well, very honest.
You're more than welcome, thank you.
Did you enjoy that, Brian?
Did I enjoy it?
No, not that. I mean, telling the story.
Naughty boy.
I don't want to think of any parents enjoying it.
I just feel it's a little bit of a revenge for his young farmer antics, so there you go.
There we are.
Job done. Everyone's
Job
a winner.
Done. Everyone's a winner.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let me just get some instant reaction here to today's Where Do You Think They Were? The one with the horse. Hey, Harry.
Hello.
Did you enjoy?
It was absolutely hysterical. Yeah. I thought it was amazing.
And you can relate, because apparently you work with horses, right?
I do work with horses, yeah. And the amount of sort of events that I attend, it was quite close to home, really.
Yeah, I understand that. What are you doing in Cornwall, then?
I'm just camping. I'm having a whale of a time. I've got a little pod. I'm imbued.
Amazing.
It's fantastic.
Is the weather good?
It's all right, actually, today, yeah. Having a bit of a sunbathe, getting the bronzer out.
Good, good. Who are you with?
I'm on my own. I know.
No, fair play. I think that's quite chilled.
Yeah, it's good, actually.
Yeah.
I'm on a bit of a break from work, so...
Right, a bit of alone time. It's all good.
Absolutely, yeah.
I quite like to go camping on my own. Ashley, how did you feel about today's...
I was trying to let my stomach drink out.
You spat your drink out?
I'm actually covered. I'm a delivery driver and I have to go in somewhere and covered in litter bed.
There might have been a few different pots and nays that night.
Oh, God. That was the bit that got you, right? Just the neighing was a bit too much. Now, in a random twist, we have Owen's cousin. Owen was the victim, if you like, of today's Where Do You Think They Were. Hey, Charlie.
Hi.
Hey, how's this going down with the fam?
Oh, my God.
Go on.
It's just a bit.
It's what?
It's just a bit close, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little bit. So, you're Owen's cousin. When are you seeing him next?
In a couple of weeks.
And what are you going to say?
I don't know. I don't think I can look at him anymore.
Has it all gone around the whole family that it was going to be on? Have you heard it?
I think everyone else is at work, so I think I'm the only one that's heard it so far.
Oh, the thing is, it's going to have a ripple effect, because people will find out, like, later on, and they'll be listening again on BBC Sounds, and it'll go around the whole... There'll be a whole, like, family WhatsApp group on it.
Just going to keep going, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not going to stop anytime soon, I don't think. Radio 1. Scott Mills. Jack Saunders, hi.
Hi, Scott.
You must be pretty excited about now.
I'm buzzing. I'm absolutely buzzing. In literally a matter of hours, I'm going to be in the field at Glastonbury.
I remember when I first ever arrived there, and I was actually a bit scared about how big it was, because you can't explain it to people.
Yeah.
It's like a city.
I went for the first time in 2016. The weather was so bad. It was so muddy.
Yeah.
And obviously, because you're there for quite a few days, some people are there for like almost five, six, sometimes 6 days, like almost a whole week.
You were saying you've got mates that have been there since Tuesday.
Yeah, so they left 4 a.m. Tuesday. Like, it's that kind of vibe. People really commit to this. And so obviously you've got to take all your supplies with you and just carrying them for miles. I mean, literally miles.
What do people do, for people that don't know, like on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, there's no music, so what are people doing?
Well, Tuesday, like literally nothing's going on, so people were just like hanging out, having beers around the fire, that sort of thing. We gave them the mud, different varying levels. There was poo, gravy, that sort of stuff. You know, you just kind of like make your own fun, right?
Yeah.
And then Wednesday, things kind of start to pick up a little bit, and then Thursday is when the kind of pre-festival stuff starts to kick off.
Okay. But people literally make a week of this.
Oh, totally. Completely. It's amazing that some people who go, like, hate camping. They hate it, but they'll do it because it's Glastonbury. You know, you won't find them anywhere near a tent the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's Glastonbury.
Is there one moment that's been, for you, like, so exciting or so weird?
The best moment. Now, I've only been once. So 2016 was when I went. I think Coldplay were pretty mind-blowing. They're very, very good. I went to the Earth, Wind & Fire.
Yes.
Can't beat that. There's can't be a bit so of September.
Much, right, there's so much going on.
That's it. You've got Coldplay on one stage, you've got Stormzy on the other, and then Earth, Wind & Fire.
Yeah.
Just doing their thing, you know? And there's like thousands of people there. It's amazing. To be honest, Scott, like genuinely, the whole experience.
Yeah.
The whole thing of it.
It's kind of magical and you can't really explain it to people they've not been. And people always go on about it like, oh yeah, Glastonbury is the best.
It is a little bit of that kind of exclusive thing, isn't it?
Right, it really is. So you're going to be there from tonight. What's happening tonight on Radio 1?
So tonight from 7pm, me and Annie are going to be co-hosting on Radio 1 until 11pm. We are doing Annie's show and then into my show. And it's going to be kicking off because we've got all sorts of DJs coming through to play live for us. Annie's going to be performing as well. We are basically getting Glastonbury started right here on Radio 1. For anyone who missed out on tickets, really wants to be there, just couldn't be there for any reason, get Radio 1 on from 7pm tonight and me and Annie will make sure you feel like you are in the muddy field with us.
Scott Mills.
Okay, let's do Glastonbury bangers.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Cameron.
Hi, Scott.
Right, so you're 25. You wanted to go to Glastonbury. You're going to be following it all weekend on Radio 1 and on BBC TV and on iPlayer. Why couldn't you go?
I'm working all weekend, Scott.
What do you do?
I'm a luxury boat builder.
Oh, okay. So you build, what, the yachts?
Yeah,
the yachts. Sounds like you need to get to know him, Scott.
Right. Okay. For anybody that we might know?
Well, potentially, yeah. They go everywhere, all over the world.
Right. You've signed some kind of NDA here, haven't you?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. All right, so.
I don't have too many details.
So, you're going to be following Glastonbury all weekend. Who in particular will you be following?
Oh, Stormzy, definitely. Can't wait for his set.
I would be so nervous if I was him.
It's going to be a big moment for Stormzy.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people have been on his back a little bit about whether he's ready for it or not. I think you think back to Arctic Monkeys in 2007. They'd done it off the back of one album and headlined Glastonbury. They smashed it. I think he can do it as well.
Yeah. Pressure, though.
Yeah.
Who else, Cameron?
Oh, the Killers as well. That'll be good.
Yeah.
Mm.
Listen, it's going to be like you're there, as Jack said. Listen, from tonight, with Annie and with Jack on Radio 1 as they get Glastonbury started. So, what we're going to do now is Jack has picked two of his absolute favourite Glastonbury moments ever, and then you're going to pick which one we play, all right?
Okay.
All right, first one.
How can you go past Chemical Brothers? They are going to headline the other stage this year, and this thing is going to pop off. Can't go wrong with Galvanize.
Galvanize. So that's your first choice, Galvanize, Chemical Brothers, or...
I just thought I'd switch it up a little bit, you know. I think he's headlining the John Peel stage this year. Why not Sean Paul and We Be Burning? Scream summer. Scream sunburn and a good time.
Right, we were side of stage to see him at Big Weekend. I honestly had the best time.
I knew it.
I was so good. Steph London just walks out and then Sean Paul goes, and is Wiley here for Boasty? And then everyone just does, no. And he just carries on. Of course he wasn't there. All right, so it's between Chemical Brothers and Sean Paul. Cameron, over to you.
I think it's going to have to be Sean Paul.
Okay. Wow, that's... All right. Okay. We Be Burning, it's on now. Jack, tonight, Radio 1.
Yes, 7pm, me and Annie from Glastonbury.
Thank you, Cameron.
Cheers. Just give me the deeds and we be
clubbing, yo. It's the greatest festival on earth, but if camping isn't for you or you want to relive your favourite moments, BBC Sounds has got it covered.
How you guys feeling? This one's a special one just for you.
With live sets, music mixes and interviews across the weekend and available right up until the end of July, you can experience Glastonbury over and over again.
So the aim of the game tonight is to lose our voices.
Bring your voices!
2019. Listen on BBC Sounds.
Sipping Hennessy and we be bubbling, yo. Bubbling, yo. Set to mind the teas, we gotta take it slow.
So tonight, Annie Mac and Jack Saunders kickstart the biggest music festival on the planet, Glastonbury Warm-Up Party, BBC introducing stage tonight, and a world-class DJ lineup as well. High Contrast, Patrick Toppin, Wilkinson, Prosper, John Hopkins, and Annie Mack herself will be DJing. If you can't get to go, we are bringing the party to you tonight from 8 on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Saw this earlier, and it's been a real ray of sunshine in my life today. It's so sweet. There's this video which has gone kind of viral of a mother who went to visit her son at his first job. It was posted by Habib. Now had 3.9 million views, and it's just the mum driving up to the son at his workplace. And you can tell by his face, he's like, oh, okay, good, my mum's here. Obviously knows her son is working, and he kind of remains professional throughout. But the shake of his head as his mum drives up to him is like, oh, good, she's here.
So guess who? Guess who is working? I got somebody at his job. Hello, sir. Do you get a commission for selling that?
Yeah. Every time I sell one, I get $6.
Wow. Hustle, boy. You're hustling. I'm so proud of you, baby. Good job. Oh, God will give you plenty of customers, my son. You hear?
Oh, I love a Nigerian mum. That melts my heart. Next, have you been visited by a parent at work?
Scott Mills.
Kylan Worthing. Shout to your mum who came to see you DJ for the first time. Sat there well shy, and then within an hour, dropping and grinding against your stepdad right in front of the DJ box there. I could listen to and watch this again and again.
So, guess who? Guess who is working? I got somebody at his job. Hello, sir. Do you get a commission for selling that?
Yeah. Every time I sell one, I get $6.
Wow. Hustle, boy. You're hustling. I'm so proud of you, baby. Good job. Oh, God will give you plenty of customers, my son. You hear?
Oh, it's cute. But sometimes not, right, Paul?
Nope.
Tell me.
When I first started working as a taxi driver, my mum used to call up every day towards me, ask for me to take her to the shop around the corner.
Right, so you got a new job as a taxi driver, and she's like, yes, I'd like Paul, please.
Yeah, my first week.
Right.
And the shop was literally a 2-minute walk from their house.
Why is she doing that?
Well, she thought it was a dangerous job, you know. Oh, you're going to have people throwing up in your taxi. And I said, Mum, I'm going to work at 10 in the morning and I'm not going to get that people in my car. So she used to ring up and make sure I was okay and then get me to take her to the shop and back.
Right. For how long?
For 4 days, until I told her she was wasting me time and costing me money.
Right. Did she stop?
Yeah, she has her own car, that's the thing. And it's a 2-minute walk. It was just a waste of my time.
Right.
You're being protective, I know. But
I mean, she was just checking you were okay.
Yeah, I think so.
It is sweet, but also it's like, can you stop?
Yeah, especially when I'm trying to earn money and she's losing me money.
Did she pay?
Yes, but she didn't tip. She didn't realise tipping was a thing with taxi drivers.
Right, well, how much was she paying every day?
£2.50. And it used to take me like 15 minutes to do it.
Scott Mills.
This is potentially worse from Josh in Swansea. His mum's never come to his place of work, but she did visit him at the skate park once when he was in his early 20s. Not okay. Colin.
Scott, how you doing?
Has your parent visited you at work?
Yeah, a few years ago, I started as a fresh-faced door supervisor on a local bar to where I lived. And my dad was out on his work Christmas drink and attended at the end of the evening with a young lady, not knowing that I was working there.
Okay.
It was quite creepy trying to watch him do his thing. I kept a distance away from him through the whole time. And then come to the end of the night, the guys were just doing the normal routine as we do, trying to clear the bar out, last orders, blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, one of my friends went over and said to him, come on, sir, you need to leave. And he said, no, I'm staying here. My son's over there. So I was there watching the whole time.
You were the doorman. You could have just not let him in.
Chose to just ignore him and just let him come through.
Fair play.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Imagine you having a lovely chilled out break in Mallorca and then a barbecue falls on your head. That's what's happened to Chris Stark. He's fine. He's just got a comedy bandage on off of cartoons. It's all over his Instagram. He's fine. How? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Parents visiting at work. Becky.
Hello.
Go on.
I'm a dental therapist, and so I will be treating a patient quite happily away, treating my patient quite happily. All of a sudden, I hear a bang at the window that's about 7 or 8 foot up in the air, and my dad's head will be there, because my dad is a window cleaner at my dental surgery.
Okay, what? And how often does this happen?
About every 3 or 4 weeks, so I'll be quite happily treating away, and then, yeah, just get the bang at the window, and I'll look up, and I normally make the patient give him a little wave. Say, right. I'm really sorry, excuse me, but that's just my dad, just give him a little bit of a wave.
Yeah. So, like, normally the patient probably has their mouth open.
Yes, they do, yes, yeah. Hands in my mouth. No, I've got my hands in my mouth. Yeah, please.
Give my dad a wave.
Scott Mills.
And now we're going to speak to a Glastonbury veteran. Izzy, good afternoon.
Hello.
Right, so you're in your third Glastonbury, right? This is your third one?
Yeah.
Are you there now?
Yeah.
How long have you been there?
We just got there.
Okay, who are you with?
My mum and my sister, Nelly.
Third Glastonbury, 2019. And how old are you?
I'm 11.
11 years old.
Yeah.
When was the first one? Were you in a pram?
I was 5. And when I was here, I remember my dad, and so I'm talking to my mum, and me and Nelly were sitting in a little wagon and they put us around the festival.
Amazing. Do you remember about anyone that you saw, or were you too young?
I remember I met Michael Eavis and got my picture with him.
Right, the god of Glastonbury?
Yeah.
I mean,
awesome.
You've lived your best life and you're still 11. There's like a lot to go. What was the second one?
I was like 9 and I went with some friends and my whole family. I brought my, I had a 2-year-old brother then and a 10-month-old little brother.
Everyone went?
Yeah.
I love this.
It was so cool.
So cool. Why do you love it so much?
It's just so much to do and so much to see.
Yeah. And it's got like quite nice family time for you lot as well, probably.
Yeah.
Making memories. All right, listen, have an amazing weekend. Glastonbury starts tonight on Radio 1, 7 p.m. Thank you, Izzy.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Did your parents visit you at work? Was it well cringe? Steve, you've got the best one. So what was your job?
I was in the guards outside Buckingham Palace.
Okay, right. How does your mum or dad visit you on that occasion then?
They, for about 2 or 3 days, they took a special trip up to London, and my mum would stand outside the gates opposite me and wave and tell other passers-by that I was her son.
But you're not allowed to do anything back, are you?
No, all I could do was just stand there and seethe.
Are you allowed to smile even?
No, not a titty bird.
And she's like, it's my son, look, that one there.
That's the one, yeah, she's going to be poking passers-by and saying, look, that's him, take a photo.
Oh, God.
Scott Mills.
I'm back tomorrow for the official chart from 4 on Radio 1, and me and Chris are back on Monday.